Probably that 4 or 5 minutes in the second period really hurt us. I think that was a 23-5 run to finish the half. So, you know, we dug ourselves in the foot. I thought it was outstanding how we played in the second half. That was Wildcats basketball. We're playing intensity, rebounding, hustling, making the extra pass. And, you know, it's playoff basketball. You're not going to win playing bits and pieces. We've got to put a full 40 minutes together. Yeah, look, we had some good looks and we broke down a couple of times to get that three. I think it was a three-point layout and I made it a six, so it was just stretched it out there. But, look, I was pretty pleased how we played the second half, very proud how we played the second half. It could have turned in pretty ugly the way we played the second quarter, but very proud of the boys, how they played. And that's the playoff mentality. You know, we got to play like that level for 40 minutes. Oh, without a question. You know, if we had got spanked by 30, it was sort of wow. You know, but things that, you know, outside of our control weren't really going our way. We get back home, comfortable, sleep in our own bed. We'll be ready to go Sunday.
Is Greg okay?
No, he didn't play anymore from the second half. Obviously, you would have seen that. So we'll wait for the medical report on it, but I'd say be very doubtful for Sunday.
Was it?
Oh, look, they told me you can't play, and that's about it. So we'll find out when they do a report and do the washout of it. But you know, it leaves us pretty thin out there, and that's why it was such an outstanding effort. You know, the guys played their hearts out. You know, when you miss Greg and Sean, your two leaders out there, it's pretty hard, but the guys fought well and played well, and we'll do that again on Sunday.
Trev, what do you make of that last challenge on Tory Craig?
I thought it was a good hustle play. No layups, playoff basketball. I don't think there was any malice in it. He didn't try to take his legs out. He played, had a shot at the ball. You know, playoff basketball.
Quite a bit of malice, though, from the crowd during the game.
Well, you expect that up here. Good. That's a question for the referees. I can't answer that.
Will you be seeking
clarification
from them or from the
ref? Mate, you might as well go and bash your head against a brick wall, the response from the referees department. So it is what it is. You know, I thought Drake made a good hustle play. You know, came down awkward. I hope he's okay. And certainly Drake doesn't have a malice bone in his body, but he was made a hustle play. So. Man, I think that's a silly question. He's played the ball. He wasn't taking his head off. He didn't try to smash him. He played at the ball.
How much feeling out is there tonight look like, especially the first half, when you're both sort of sussing each other out? It's a very different atmosphere, obviously, in the finals. How does it feel? Just watching from the sideline, did you really notice that? Was that really calculating what was going to happen?
Yeah, I guess that's just the... When you get into the playoffs, it's the first game. You know, it's a little bit anticipation, a little bit nervous for the first couple of minutes. I think there was, 2 points for the first 3 minutes. Looked like a real blockbuster, didn't it? But, you know, the guys got comfortable and you know, that's to be expected when you're in the playoff series. And I didn't see that. Mate, I'm just going on your say. I'd clarify that before I make a comment on it.
Do you think that it's really just knocked the wind out of the cans in that third quarter? Do you think it was there for taking? Like, we started well on that court. Did you really feel like it was, you know, that close?
Yeah, we were. I think we got, 3 points up, I think, when we hit a three-pointer and really had some momentum there. And then, you know, we stopped at the start of the fourth. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're going to make sure we're getting good shots. I think we turned the ball over a couple of times and we probably gave up a couple of easy points to get Cairns back comfortable. You know, we had our opportunities and that's what you got to do on the road. When you're on the road, you got to make sure you take your opportunities and eliminate the rest. I don't think we shot well. I haven't got a stat sheet. I don't think we shot well from the foul line. If you want to win on the road, you've got to shoot well at the foul line. If you want to win on the road, you've got to rebound. I think we got out rebound 23-11 at half time. So there's two things that's controllable that we can control, and we didn't do a good job of that.
Just frustration. You know, I've said it a few times after losses that our Achilles heel all year has been the inconsistency. We probably played, you know, 28 good minutes of basketball tonight where we competed with Cairns and made runs. But they're too good of a team to have mental breakdowns or breakdowns on defence. They'll punish you every time, and that's why they've, you know, they locked up the minor premiership. So, you know, we'll gain some confidence out of that second half, in particular the third quarter, but it's the semi-finals. You can't just learn from a game and then, you know, pat each other on the back. It's about putting wins on the board now, and you know, we've got to win the next two. So we'll gain confidence from that second half. But in saying that, you know, any breakdowns, any inconsistencies, if you're too tired, you've got to sub yourself out, because Cairns are that disciplined, they'll punish you.
What's it going to take for you to win this series? I mean, you've been hit with everything. Sean, a couple of days ago,
was
probably about the fourth or fifth
game punch taken this year. Yeah, it has. This is my eighth season in the NBL, and by far it's had more adversity than any other year. And that includes the year we folded in Sydney. But, you know, injuries, illnesses, you know, I've had a whole bunch of excuses to say why we're losing. But the reality is I still back, you know, the seven guys we might have healthy on Sunday, seven or eight guys that'll be healthy. And, you know, we'll go in full of confidence, and hopefully we can send it to a game three. But, yeah, you're right. Obviously losing Sean hurt, but we had 24 hours to get our heads around that. And we'll have to do the same thing with Greg now.
How did you find the battle with Wilbekin tonight? You guys are pretty pivotal for both sides.
Yeah, he's obviously a great player and an MVP candidate for this season. You know, I always enjoy matching up on the best guards around the league, and there's a handful of them, and he's certainly one of them. So he was great in particular, hit some big shots, got his teammates involved. Yeah, and I look forward to Sunday.